This CD contains the opinions and thoughts of certain independent sales directors. The information shared with you by these individuals are their own ideas and strategies regarding the cultivation of a successful independent Mary Kay business. The independent sales directors hope that you find something in this CD to inspire you and to help you succeed in your own independent Mary Kay business. Naturally, your personal results may vary depending on the time and effort you choose to invest in your Mary Kay business. As with any business opportunity, various factors may affect the financial results that are achieved in your Mary Kay business. Therefore, there are no guarantees regarding same.
Independent National Sales Director Pam Toll has had success in Mary Kay that spans more than a quarter of a century. Listen as she explains the importance of preparation, planning, and how to stay on track with your own Mary Kay journey, even when there are detours along the way.
So are you ready for a journey of a lifetime? And some of us have been on this pink journey forever. Some of us are on the home stretch. We're wrapping up. Some of us have just started. And maybe some of you aren't even quite sure where you're going on the journey. But you got excited and you started following someone else because they looked like they might know where they were going. Whatever the reason. And, you know, I think what I love about Mary Kay is every day on this journey, we get to do something different, don't we? And that's exciting. It's an adventure. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. The Mary Kay journey is just like a trip. You prepare. You plan. You organize. You pack. You stay up all night packing. Oh, my. And sometimes there are detours. Sometimes there are canceled flights. Sometimes there are lost luggage. Sometimes our passports get stolen and our pockets get picked. We have rainy weather. We have fog, snow, and ice delays. Are you all with me? And don't forget, sometimes there's long lines. We have to wait. Very, very long lines. Sometimes we miss the connecting flight. Ever happened to anybody in this group? And we have to sleep all night somewhere else. And that was not in our plans, nor our budgets. Wow. You know what? Mary Kay is like a journey. It is like a real trip. A lot of similarities to traveling. We're looking at the Mary Kay journey as if we were taking a trip. We have to prepare. We have to plan. We have to stay on track. And we have to be prepared on how to handle the detours along the way. And that's our objective today. But have you ever thought, have you thought of your Mary Kay business as a journey of a lifetime? If it was a journey, how much planning and preparation would you put into the trip? Where would you go? And how would you get there? And more importantly, who would you take with you? And how would you stay on track? And how would you handle those detours along this way? So with that, where are you going anyway? Where are you going? Do you know? What is your purpose? You know, I began Mary Kay 33 and a half years ago. I had no idea what this journey would mean for me or my family or all the other people that tagged along for the journey. I just wanted extra money to buy my books. I was on my way to college at 18 years old. And some of you know this story. I just needed some extra money for those books. It was short term. And then one thing led to another. And I realized early on that this journey, this Mary Kay business, you know, it wasn't about lipstick or cleansing cream. It was about relationships. It was about people. It was about giving. It was about serving. It was about being others focused. It was about making people feel special. That's what it was about. You know, I had some customers when I was brand new, and they were like in their 80s, and we live in a tiny little town, Bridgeville, Delaware, population 1,000 people, and these women lived in this little apartment complex, 80 years old, and And I go and, you know, we do the old blush rouge, if any of you remember that, the real red rouge. And we do our cleansers and our lotions. I'd go update them every season like I was supposed to. And many times I felt like they just wanted me to come so they could have someone to talk to. And I'll never forget, in 1980, they wanted me to come. It was in the spring. They wanted their spring updates. So I took all my stuff. And by the way, it was up like four flights of steps with no elevator. So I took all my stuff up the steps and was ready, knocked on the door. And when I opened the door, it was a surprise bridal shower for me. I was getting married in May with tears in my eyes and a lump in my throat. I will never forget that. And I realized, wow, I look at it now, all the cause-related activities now. The Mary Kay Ash Charitable Foundation and the fundraisers. We just did a Pretty in Pink golf tournament and raised $5,000 in our little tiny town. And we were able to give money to the foundation and then money to a little three-year-old girl who lost her daddy to cancer. And so all these things just kept coming up in my mind as I'm reflecting on this journey of a lifetime. And for some, Mary Kay has been a source. It's been an outlet. It's been a fun outlet, a diversion. For some families, it's been life-changing, hasn't it? It's altered their life choices. It's helped families, including my own, to send children to Christian private school. You know, when Natalie was coming up through school, junior high, senior high, Jeff and I were one of the few moms and dads that could be to all of the events. And Mary Kay afforded us that opportunity. It's taken families to Disney. It's enabled to pay for other family members to go to Disney out of your immediate family. Aging parents. We have a director that she's been able to build on a mother-in-law suite because her mother is aging now and has Alzheimer's and able to do that so that she can take care of her mother-in-law. I've seen pools put in backyards, mortgages paid, pickup trucks bought as a surprise for husbands. Okay, I've seen electric bills being paid. I've seen food put on the table. I've seen food delivered to other people's tables. I've seen missionaries have been sponsored from Mary Kay earnings. It's a ripple effect. But the thing that's near and dear to my heart as I went into NSD was to bring the mamas home, all those mamas that wanted to come home to raise their own children. True freedom in every sense of the word.